Well, one of the great initiatives in world racing over the last probably 10 or 15 years now, it's been going for that long, has been the Godolphin Flying Start, which gives young racing enthusiasts in all part of the racing industry all over the world a great training ground for future success. Here in Australia, the likes of Adrian Bott, Henry Field, Liam Howley have all been graduates of the Godolphin Flying Start, and the next intake applications are closing on February 8th. So if anyone wants to be involved, you need to get your application in the next few weeks. And Caitlin Smith is a young Australian who is lucky enough to be one of the current trainees for this two-year course, the Godolphin Flying Start. She's just spent an unbelievable week up on the Gold Coast of the Magic Millions, and she joins us. Caitlin, great to have a chat to you this morning. How are you?
Hi, Michael. I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm fascinated by this course because it looks so much fun. All the pictures you see of everyone from around the world who are involved in this. How did you get into the Flying Start class?
So I'm lucky enough to have grown up in a racing family. My dad trained back at Euroa, so it was always in my blood. Then I went off and did university. I did a Bachelor of Animal Science at Charles Sturt University in Wagga. And then I got some other experience with Inglis, Blue Gum Farm and Lindsay Park, and then managed to get on the course through the application process, and they obviously saw something in me, and that's been the best thing I've ever done.
I was going to say, what's it like? Because you're a second year training at the moment. You're in the final year. What's it been like, the experience?
It's absolutely incredible. It's just the opportunity to travel the world and work alongside some of the industry's key players, learn what they've got to offer, experience racing in different countries and breeding industries. We get opportunities that you would not otherwise get. So it's sort of accelerating my career by, 5 to 10 years just with the contacts that I'm making. It's been absolutely incredible.
And what are some of the courses that you would cover in the apprenticeship?
So it's basically a management and leadership course, which is specifically designed for the thoroughbred industry, and within that we do a series of modules which include leadership and communication. So we learn how to deal with people, learn how to manage staff and run businesses through business management courses. Then we also do a lot of practical hands-on aspects, which include stud and stable rotation, so working at some of the top studs in the world as well as alongside some of the top trainers. And then we get a lot of bloodstock sales, so we learn about confirmation, pedigree analysis. So basically it's just a really robust course that gives you insight into the whole industry while also providing you with a business management degree at the end.
You've got a pretty decorated background at such a young age already with what you've done at university and your father's background, but what do you see your future? Where do you want to be in the thoroughbred industry?
I think the best thing about Flying Start has been that I've been able to experience everything within the industry. I used to think that racing was the only way, and I've now decided, I think, that I'm quite focused on going down the sales avenue, so either bloodstock or sales, whether that be as a sales consultant with a company, with a bloodstock agent, or a bloodstock manager with a trainer.
After watching the amount of money on offer the past week, I think you've made a very wise decision.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good area to be involved in.
Yeah, the Magic Millions was absolutely incredible. It's a credit to Barry Bowditch and the team up there. They've done an amazing job. It's just nice to see the vendors, get that return. And it was tough for the buyers, but there's certainly more sales coming up. Hopefully they can tap in the upcoming sales.
So we're always trying to recruit and develop young people's interest in the racing industry in all facets. What would you say to anyone out there listening who may want to apply, how to do it, and what they should be doing?
Yeah, I'd say anyone who's passionate about thoroughbred racing, I think it's an opportunity that you could not get otherwise. It's changed my life considerably, and I would say to anyone who's out there who's listening and is considering applying, just do it. Basically, it's important to have a tertiary education to some degree, and then a level of experience within the industry. But there's real no barrier to entry. I've got a number of colleagues on my course that didn't grow up within racing. They got their first jobs at 16, 17. So there's certainly no barrier, but I would say just get as much experience as you can under your belt. Try and make some contacts that are going to help you along the way. And then, yeah, really decide what it is you actually want to do and go from there.
Well, Caitlin, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You're lucky enough to be involved in it, and it's been great to have a chat to you and get some insight today, and we'll follow your progress throughout. Good luck with the last year of the Godolphin Flying Start. And for those who are listening, Feb 8 is the cutoff. Get your entries in if you want to be part of the Godolphin Flying Start alumni, which starts in 2021. It's a two-year course, and it is a full scholarship. Caitlin, best of luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much, Michael.